Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father, and from our crucified and risen Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Please be seated. In the parable found in our gospel text for today, Jesus teaches us about humility. He says these words: "When you are invited by someone to a wedding feast, do not sit down in a place of honor, lest someone more distinguished than you be invited by him. And he who invited you both will come and say to you, 'Give your place to this person.' And then you will begin with shame to take the lowest place. But when you are invited, go and sit in the lowest place, so that when your host comes, he may say to you, 'Friend, move up higher.' Then you will be honored in the presence of all who sit at table with you. For everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, and he who humbles himself will be exalted." To put it very, very simply, Jesus says, be humble. To which a lot of us will sit here and think, yeah, I am pretty humble, right? I'm at least more humble than a lot of people, but I don't sort of try to puff myself up with my own pride. But pretty soon what it becomes is we're playing a game of comparison, seeing who we measure up to and who we don't measure up to. But the truth is that when you compare yourself to somebody else, oftentimes you're not comparing yourself with the intent to humble yourself, to humiliate yourself. Instead, much more often when we compare ourselves to other people, we're trying to think of, how am I better than that guy? How am I better? How can I see myself as being more humble? You see, the intent is to exalt ourselves, to lift ourselves up above everyone else. Maybe you've thought this before. You know, I read my Bible every day. You know, I know not everybody in the church does that, especially not everybody in the world. You know, but I humble myself and I spend some of my own time and I put myself into God's Word. Give yourself a nice pat on the back, right? Or, you know, I make sure to say my prayers all the time. And I know some people don't even pray before meals. Giving yourself a nice pat on the back. Maybe, well, I am in church every Sunday because I recognize who I am as a sinner. And not everybody is in church like me. Giving yourself another pat on the back. The truth is that we puff ourselves up. None of these things are bad in and of themselves. We should be reading our Bibles. We should be attending the divine service. We should be in prayer constantly. The issue doesn't come when we do these things. The issue comes is when we start saying, look at how great I am. Because we are. We're puffed up in our own pride, and we think that somehow by doing these things, we're going to gain some sort of advantage in God's eyes. My friends, it's not so. That instead of being something that God sees as good, God instead sees it as your own vain pride. How about this one? You know, if you haven't been able to relate so far, how about this one? This is great. Have you ever told a story and somehow, you know, just skewed the numbers a little bit more in your favor? Or, you know, you sort of retold a story, just a little part of the story, to make yourself out to be the hero. Well, of course you have. Everybody's done that, right? This is why the Bible tells us that, you know, a faithful story, you know, your testimony, it needs to be validated by two or three other witnesses. Why? Because I'm not going to tell a story where I'm a giant jerk at the end of it. I'm only going to tell a story if I'm the good guy. And so we need multiple witnesses, multiple people to sort of tell the whole story so we can get over the lies that people tell to make themselves look better. Because that's what we do. We have a hard time trying to swallow our pride. We have a hard time admitting how unimpressive we truly are. We have a hard time when we commit a wrong. and we just can't fess up to it. Why is it? Because we are filled with pride. We're all vying for a place of honor. We're all vying for a place of prestige in some way, shape, or form. But the truth found in our parable is that you cannot take a place of honor for yourself. It has to be given to you. You cannot make yourself more important by telling the story in your favor. You cannot make yourself more important by sitting in a place of importance. In fact, if you want to be important, you have to do the opposite. Make yourself the lowest. Be humble. Be a servant. Be one who gives without expecting anything in return. Be one who serves without needing a pat on the back or someone to, you know, nudge you with their elbow and give you a nice attaboy. That's not what makes us important. What makes us important is humility. You see, when we're humble and we don't expect to be repaid and we don't expect for someone to lift us up, that's exactly what happens. You are lifted up when you least expect it. And to be honest, it makes you look so much better in the eyes of the world, in the eyes of those around you, because you haven't lifted yourself up. Somebody else has done it for you without asking, without expecting it. And everybody looks and says, wow, look at how great that person is. If you don't believe me, well, we have a very familiar story that shows us exactly this truth. You might remember a man by the name of Jesus. This is exactly what Jesus did. He humbled himself to be born of a virgin, humbled himself to be born under the law. He humbled himself and was submissive to his earthly parents, even though they were sinners and he was not. Jesus humbled himself to be baptized by John in the Jordan River. He humbled himself to wash the dirty feet of his disciples. He humbled himself to be the lowliest, the servant of all. Humbled himself to ride into Jerusalem on a donkey. He humbled himself to remain silent when he was being put on trial, even though he was innocent. He humbled himself to carry his own cross to the place where he was crucified. He humbled himself to keep all of his divine power in check and refused to come off the cross. Humbled himself to bleed and to die for all of the proud people of this world. For all those who exalt themselves, Jesus humbled himself. He was literally put in the lowliest place of all. The place where he could take away your sin and my sin and the sin of the whole world. Now, what did God do? He forsook him. God turned his back on Jesus. But we all know there's more to the story. You see, 3 days later, we all know that Jesus, he's raised again. God exalts him, raising him back from the dead, lifting him from the death and the grave and the tomb. And then the tomb becomes empty, and Jesus is alive again. And what's more, but then God further exalts him, because 40 days later, where do we find Jesus? Being lifted up, being exalted into the clouds to sit at the greatest place of honor that is known to man. The right hand of God the Father Almighty, where he will judge the living and the dead. God took the lowliest, the most humble person who has ever walked this earth, and he put him at the greatest spot in the heavens and the earth, the position of greatest honor. And because of this Jesus who dies and rises and ascends into heaven, God does the same with you. God takes the lowly and he lifts them up. You see, when God sees you, he doesn't see that sinful pride. Instead, he sees the humility of his son. And God exalts you. He lifts you up. And whether you know this or not, it's happening right now. It's happening on Sunday morning. What do? We confess our sins. We bow our heads and say, God, I'm a sinner. I've got nothing to bring before you. I've sinned in thought, word, and deed. I've done things I shouldn't. I've left things undone that I should have done. God, what will you do with me? And he says, friend, move up higher. Or in other words, your sins are forgiven. Because it is during the divine service that heaven meets earth, that God comes to visit you with his presence, and he puts you in a position of great honor as a child of him. What's more is we're about to come before the altar of the Lord, right? Again, bowing our heads in repentance, in faith, understanding the state that we live in, that before God we are worms. But what happens at the end? Go in peace. Because your sins are forgiven. God says, friend, move up higher. Take a place of prestige. Take a place of honor, not because you've earned it, but because Jesus has earned it for you. A wonderful gift. For what does Jesus do? He becomes lowly for you, so that you could be forgiven, so that you could be exalted. Jesus saves you. And he speaks those same words even today. Friend, move up higher. In Jesus' name. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which far surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and your minds and your humility in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.